Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Girls in Pole Position. I'm Jasmine, your host for today, and I'm joined by Gemma and Amrit, and we're ready to give you our thoughts on the season opener last weekend. As this is the first race of the season, we thought we'd give you a rundown of how each team formed and whether they met our expectations or not. So we'll start at the top and work our way down. So obviously, Ferrari performed amazingly well in Bahrain, with Charles getting P1 in qualifying and then finishing with P1 and P2 on Sunday. Gemma, were you surprised by Ferrari's performance, or had you been expecting them to do this well? How do you think Charles fared as a driver during the times Verstappen overtook him?
I mean, the battles with Verstappen were very much like Verstappen would get Charles and then Charles would get him right back. Like it was very like continuous, you know, Charles would always get him back even if he managed to overtake. So I think it was really, really good to see them battling so consistently rather than it just being, you know, Max overtakes him and then Max wins. It was nice to see Charles go, actually, no, I'm gonna get that place back and be able to actually do that. I thought that was really, really good to watch. I was surprised, but to be honest, I know with their testing, they were incredible, but I didn't want to get my hopes up too much because I know that testing can't really always link directly to the race, and sometimes the performance from testing doesn't carry over and other teams do better in the race, and I just didn't want to get my hopes up too much. But based on their performance and testing, I knew they had a good car. I just didn't know if other teams like Red Bull and Mercedes also had good cars. So obviously Red Bull clearly do have a good car based on the fact that Verstappen was able to overtake him occasionally. But yeah, I think it was a really, really good race because of that. And I was surprised with their performance, but I was also expecting it. But I think the reason I was surprised was because there was a tiny part of me that was like, don't get your hopes up too much because, you know, what if it doesn't carry over to the race? But I'm very, very glad it did.
Yeah, I think when I saw the qualifying results, I was like, oh, okay, so this is how it's going to be, is it? And I was like kind of hoping that Charles would win the race. And so I was very glad that they were able to follow that through. And it is really nice to see Ferrari doing so well again. Amrit, what did you think about it?
Yeah, I was really happy to see Ferrari thriving again because they were so successful back in the day, and then over the last few years it's been a bit sad to see them like drop down to the midfield nearly. And especially with Charles, I think he did an amazing drive, and especially battling Verstappen of all people, like that I was just kept thinking the whole time, it must be so nerve-wracking for him. Like I bet he's just like bricking it in his seat right now. But yeah, it was really good to see Verstappen have an actual challenge. Like I know obviously Hamilton challenged him last year, but like that overtaking like for laps upon laps, like really close battle, it's something which we didn't see a lot of last year between like different pairs of drivers, if that makes sense. So yeah, I do think Ferrari did extremely well, and I hope that they continue this streak.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see more from them in the races to come. At the end of the race, in the post-race interview, Carlos said that he felt like he needed to push himself and strive to achieve more. But considering he came second, do you think this is him being too hard on himself, or is he just desperate to like do as well as Charles and make sure that he doesn't become the second driver of Ferrari?
Well, I think, you know, your biggest competition is your teammate when you're racing against someone who has the exact same equipment as you, the exact same car. If there are differences, then you know it's on you, because unless you're Mazepin and you cannot admit it and you're convinced there's a difference in the car for the entire year, as Mick said, it's just the driver. But yeah, with Carlos, he knows he's in the exact same car as Charles is, so he knows that if there are any differences, it's down to him. So I think he will just be being hard on himself because he'll be like, you know, Leclerc could win, why couldn't I? But it's just, you know, I'm sure Carlos will win definitely at least one race this year. I think we can safely say that he stands a good chance at that now. I think he was being a bit too hard on himself because P2 is brilliant. And if you look at Ferrari like a year ago, to get P2 would have been such a big achievement. I mean, it was like, you know, when Ferrari were getting on the podiums, it was huge. But now, because they know they've got a car that can win, I think he just is really, really hungry to get that win and to make sure, as you said, he isn't the second driver and to make sure he is able to beat and match Charles in his performance. So yeah, I do think he, you know, you're always going to want to push and strive for more when you aren't at the top, but I think
it's only going to happen at some point during the season that Carlos will do better than Charles. So yeah, I think he's quite hard on himself, but I think he just knows that the car is capable of getting that win, and I think he knows he's capable of getting that win in that car. So fingers crossed for him that he'll get it soon.
Yeah, definitely. I do hope we'll see some more wins from him. So moving on to Mercedes, who are currently second in the Constructors' Championship, with Hamilton getting P3 and Russell getting P4. Were you disappointed by Mercedes' performance this weekend? They only managed to score a podium because of Red Bull's engine failure. Like, they probably wouldn't have been able to get P3 and P4 if it wasn't for that. So do you think that they will continue to do better in the season, or do you think that they're going to struggle against Red Bull or Ferrari? Do you think that maybe they underestimated Ferrari's performance? What do you think, Amrit?
I think that, well, I know last week on the live show, we were saying, oh, Hamilton's lying about the sandbagging, like they're going to win the first race. But it turns out they were actually telling the truth in a way, because the car just isn't right, I guess. Like, I mean, not as bad as McLaren, like, I'm sure we'll get on to that later on. But yeah, I do, obviously, as like, I'm a Mercedes supporter over a Red Bull supporter. So it was a bit disheartening to see Mercedes perform like that, and yeah, they wouldn't, I agree, they wouldn't have got the podium if Red Bull didn't have whatever engine disasters went on there. But yeah, I think, like, driver wise though, I think they're both great drivers, Russell and Hamilton. It seems that they worked well as a team. Like, Russell sort of maintained a steady position, and I think to be that high up on his first race in the standings with the car it's not like a world championship winning car at the minute, I'd say, compared to the Ferraris and the Red Bulls. But I think Mercedes know that in themselves. So hopefully they can, like, improve on it in the future weeks of the season. So I do think that they'll get better with time. It's like every team just needs to adjust to these new regulations. Like, they were just going into it blind at the end of the day. Like, no one knew how it's going to turn out. Like, McLaren didn't. I'm sure they didn't expect to be where they are. So yeah, I think I'm obviously, like, it's a bit disheartening to see, but I'm not, like, disappointed, because I feel like they can pull it back in a sense.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's going to happen because we're still so early in the season. I know, Gemma, that you've mentioned before that you think Mercedes are going to pull it around after the summer break. Are you still thinking that, or do you think they might be able to pull it around earlier? And also, do you think Russell is settling well into the Mercedes?
Yeah, I think so. I watched an interview of Russell today, actually, where he was saying that, you know, to him, it's just another season and it doesn't intimidate him, the fact that he's now at a big team. He just treats it exactly the same. He also said that in the race of toilet roll quality, there's no difference between Williams and Mercedes. So that was another interesting insight into it. But yeah, I think with Russell, I think he's definitely settling in well. And I think it's hard to be disappointed with P3 and P4 when, if the Red Bulls hadn't failed, it would have been P5 and P6. And, you know, you can't be disappointed with P3 and P4 when it could have been even worse. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed, but yeah, I'm disappointed in maybe the fact that their car isn't great. But yeah, it was my brother who initially said about the summer break thing. He said he thinks that, you know, Mercedes could just win every race after the summer break and still win the Constructors and the Drivers' Championship, which is definitely possible, because in the years, like recent years, when back when Ferrari were actually decent, when it was kind of a Mercedes versus Ferrari situation, it was after the summer break, Ferrari just completely fell off and Mercedes zoomed away with it. So I mean, it's been done before, so I think it could be done again, because if Mercedes really knuckle down and fix whatever's going on, I think the porpoising is a big issue. You see Hamilton, like, literally bouncing up and down as he's driving. It looks very uncomfortable, but yeah, I think they could definitely fix it. Maybe before the summer break, but I think after the summer break, if they do manage to fix it, that's where we'll really see them run away with it. But yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I by no means think this is definitely going to happen, but I just think it's a potential way that the season could go. But I don't know if they underestimated Ferrari's performance, because now I think, looking back at the comments Hamilton made, I think he was fully aware of how good Ferrari were. And we obviously thought, oh my God, he's just, you know, saying it for the cameras, saying it for the media, they're going to do fine. And maybe there was some truth in what he was saying this time around. But I mean, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll see improvement next week, as you said, but I think it's more likely to be very gradual improvement until
the summer break, and then after then is where we'll see proper improvement, hopefully, but we'll see. I think the thing is, it's clearly a problem with all of the Mercedes cars, because you look at all of the cars that are supplied, like engine supplied by Mercedes, Aston Martin, McLaren, Williams, and they're all at the back. So I don't know if the issue is specific to Mercedes. I don't know if it's something they can even solve, or is it too late, because they can't fix their power unit, I don't think, if it's not working. So yeah, I mean, we'll see, but it seems to be something that all of the Mercedes power unit teams are struggling with, so who knows.
Yeah, it did make me laugh just thinking about the comments we made on our last episode saying that we did not believe Hamilton at all when they were talking about sandbagging. So yeah, that is just quite funny that it actually turned out for once that he was actually being serious about that. So on to talking about the third team, which who would have guessed that we would be talking about Haas being in third place. Magnussen came fifth and he scored 10 points for the team, which is more than they got in the entire season last year. Do you think that this weekend was a fluke, or will they continue to perform well in the midfield this year? I know that we talked about expecting better things from Haas, but were you expecting him to do this well? And do you think that Mick will start to catch up with his teammate as well? What do you think, Amrit?
I mean, I was expecting them to do better. I mean, I don't think they could have done worse after last season. Yeah, I was expecting to do better, but definitely not P5. And I don't think even Gunter expected it himself. Like, looking at the pictures where he was smiling with Magnussen afterwards, that was quite good to see. And in an interview, I remember the commentator said that, oh, I haven't seen you smile like that in a while. It's nice to see you smile like that again. And Gunter even agreed with that. So I think, with all the money that they put into this car, considering that they put none into last year's car, it's not a surprise they're doing better. But I think Magnussen's experience as a driver has really helped to get as high as they did. And I think Schumacher is a good driver, as I'd say he's like a rookie essentially, so I'm hoping that he'll get to Magnussen's level. I just think he needs a bit more time, and it is hard to be like up against an experienced driver like that, I can imagine. But yeah, I hope that they continue on this path. It'd be nice to see them actually fighting for points and not just coasting through the season like last year.
Yeah, I am very happy for Gunther. I'm very happy that he's happy. Gemma, what do you think about Haas's performance? Do you think they'll continue to do well?
I hope so. I think Mick is going to be in the points soon. He was so close, and I think he did really deserve it. So I hope he does start catching up with his teammate. But I think just the fact that Magnussen has taken over a year since Magnussen has been in an F1 car, he missed most of the testing. He hops back in and just can do that. I think it's unbelievable. I bet his experience over the past year or so, like driving other series of cars, has really helped him, because yeah, I don't remember him ever quite pulling it off like that so exceptionally before. So he's clearly got a lot better in his time out. I think with drivers, it can either really hinder you if you take time out, or it can improve you. And I think with Magnussen, I think, yeah, I've never really seen him drive quite like that. I think it was incredible. I hope that Mick does begin to match. I'm sure he will. But as Amrit said, he's pretty much a rookie, because what did he really learn from last year? He learned how to just cruise at the back. He wasn't having to race anyone. He wasn't having to overtake anyone. He wasn't having to battle anyone. You know, he's got to learn all of that this year. So yeah, I think he's got a lot of learning to do, and he's pretty much coming into it as a rookie again, because from what he learned last year isn't very valuable. I'd say what Yuki Tsunoda will have learned from being at AlphaTauri last year, or what Guan Yu Zhou is going to learn from being at Alfa Romeo this year, is a lot bigger than what Mick learned from Haas last year. So yeah, I think with Magnussen, I'm just still incredibly shocked at what he could do. I know it was P5 because of the Red Bulls, and it would have been P7 without, but even P7 I would have been just as impressed with, to be honest. I want to say I hope it's not a fluke, and I really hope that they continue to be this good, because I think everyone's a Haas fan at the moment, and I think you can't help but be a fan of them. Everyone loves an underdog, don't they?
Yeah, that is true. I feel like everyone is rooting for Haas. So Alfa Romeo are also seemingly doing relatively well. Bottas came sixth, and Joe in his debut F1 race came 10th, which is pretty impressive for a rookie. Were you surprised by Guan Yu's performance? Do you think he'll continue to learn and improve from Bottas, or do you think it's not necessarily just going to be a linear like improvement line from here? Will he have some bad weekends as well? And do you think that Alfa Romeo made the right decision with their drivers? Because some people have said online that Oscar Piastri like deserved this seat more, but considering how well Joe has done, I feel like it's hard to say that. What do you think, Amrit?
I mean, before I'd always said like, oh, it makes more sense for Piastri to have the seat, like he had more success in F2 than Joe did. But I think that it's in any team, it's good to have like the experienced driver and the rookie, like new driver. I think that pairing of Bottas and Guanyu Zhou will work quite well, and it obviously did. Like Bottas qualified extremely well, and I think if I'm remembering correctly, he like pulled it back a bit even when he lost all them places in the first lap of the race. And then I think also Guanyu Zhou, like I saw the videos afterwards, he just seemed so like grateful and so happy to have done as well as he did. So I think he must have been putting in the hard work, and I think with his performance, he does deserve the seat in F1 according to that. But like obviously there's so many drivers and only like 20 seats at the end of the day, so yeah, hopefully Oscar Piastri will have his time soon. Though I do think he deserves to have his F1 seat.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to say because I feel like Oscar did deserve it in some ways, but I think his time is still to come, and it's nice to see Joe doing so well and shows like how he is settling into F1 really well as a rookie compared to what Mazepin did last year. Gemma, what are your thoughts on this?
To be honest, I'm really unsure that the whole Alfa Romeo not signing Piastri, it's probably not their decision, because I reckon Alpine wouldn't have given him away to any other team. I think, you know, I don't think, like, seeing as he's an Alpine Academy driver and he's just won F2, I don't think Alpine would have wanted any other team to have him. I think his options were pretty much either get a seat at Alpine or become their test and reserve driver, which is what he is at the moment. So I honestly don't know if any other team would have been allowed to sign him because of his Alpine kind of deals that he's got. I think, you know, Alpine would have had to release him, and I don't think personally they would do that because they want to keep him such talent for themselves. So I think, like, I'd love to know if, you know, that I'm just speculating, I'd love to know that if that is the case and it was a situation where it was Alpine or nothing for Piastri, which I would imagine, because if you've got such a good driver in your academy, you're not exactly going to want to release them to another team and let another team benefit from their talent. Like, you want it to yourself. So I think Oscar's in the best place he can be at the moment. He is bound to get an Alpine seat soon. I want to say next year, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, Joe, obviously he's not one of your Oscar Piastris, he's not one of your Charles Leclerc, he's not one of your George Russells. That's fact, because he didn't win F2 in his first year doing it. He didn't win it in any of his years doing it, and he did about 3 seasons of it. So yeah, I mean, not to say he's not talented, but he is clearly talented to some extent to do so. He did well in Formula 2, so he's clearly got talent. And he has got that money. He's got money. So I think with a pay driver, which he is, I think I cannot blame Alfa Romeo for choosing him, because he's got the money, yeah, which the team need, but he's also got talent. So I don't think there's any issue with picking pay drivers when they have talent to back it up. And I do think Joe does have the talent to back up the fact that he's like got all these sponsorships. So yeah, I think Oscar Piastri and Joe deserve, they both deserve seats. I think with Oscar Piastri, I mean, I think he's going to get that Alpine seat. I mean, yeah, Guanyu Zhou has adapted so well based on this race. I mean, bear in mind, Yuki Tsunoda also got points in his first F1 race. And I mean, the rest of his season wasn't great. So like, we'll see. We'll see how Joe does. But for a first race, it's solid. But yeah, again, Yuki came about 9th in his first race. So who knows? But I do quite like Guanyu Zhou. I think in all his interviews and anything like that, he seemed really humble and genuine and like a really nice guy. So he's not a Mazepin, so I don't have a problem with him getting the seat, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like at this point anyone is better than Mazepin, so I feel like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But I feel like there is some controversy around pay drivers, and yeah, it's difficult to know really, because obviously some smaller teams like Alfa Romeo do need the money. They just don't have the kind of funding that the bigger teams like Mercedes and Ferrari do. Okay, so on to the last two teams that have scored points in Bahrain, which were Alpine and AlphaTauri. What did you think of their performances? Because, I mean, I think Pierre Gasly was doing pretty well up until the point his car caught fire. And that was quite upsetting to see. Do you think that this was a fault with Red Bull engines this weekend. So if you want to talk about Alpine and AlphaTauri's performances first and then go on to the Red Bull engines.
I feel like when I was watching it, you might have watched it on something different, but like it didn't feel like they were focused on a lot in the coverage of the race that I was watching. Like it felt like very much focus on the front runners. But yeah, I think they obviously did. I mean, I can't remember where they all came exactly, but I know Alonso finished in the point. And I think their drivers did do well, but I think the Red Bull engine is something which really needs to be focused on, like, because that was not right for 3 out of 4 Red Bull like engine power cars to have just failed essentially. And I think also with the fire, that was quite scary to see. Like, it was giving me like Grosjean flashbacks, and I was like, no, not this again. But yeah, I think hopefully it's something that Red Bull can fix like easily, but I don't, obviously I know nothing about engineering, so I'm not qualified to talk on this. But yeah, I think if the cars, I feel like all the drivers on the track are quite talented this year. Like there aren't some, like last year you just see like, oh, Mazepin, like he just didn't seem like he was getting any potential out of the car. I think all these drivers can get potential out of the car, so I think if they just work with the cars and get to know them and get the most out of them, I think both Alpine and AlphaTauri will do quite well this season. And also if the Red Bull engine just sorts itself up, because that is scary.
Yeah, it seems quite unfair that Pierre was the one that had to suffer as a result. Gemma, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I think they've confirmed that the Red Bull engine failures were caused by something different from the AlphaTauri one. So, I mean, at least it's not three Red Bulls going for the same reason. I'm not 100% sure on what the reasons are, because I have no engineering background whatsoever. But yeah, with the Red Bulls, it seemed to be something completely different to the AlphaTauri. And with the AlphaTauri, yeah, it was in the exact place that Grosjean had his crash, so it was definitely flashback moments. But yeah, with AlphaTauri versus Alpine as well, I mean, I don't think Alpine have taken any steps forward from last year. I would say that Alfa Romeo are on par with both AlphaTauri and Alpine, to be honest, if not ahead slightly. But with AlphaTauri, it kind of all depends on Yuki. Is Yuki going to have a good year this year, or is he going to crash every week like he did last year? You know, Pierre's reliable. Pierre won't mess it up unless... when Pierre messes up, it's always the car. It's never really him. So with Yuki, it's him crashing into the barrier every 2 seconds, especially in qualifying. So if Yuki stops doing that, then I think they will have a really good year, because Pierre's a reliable driver with experience. Alpine, I'm not 100% sure how good their car is. I mean, Alonso in the points. Alonso is probably who I'd put my money on doing better out of the two Alpine boys, which when Ocon's, you know, half his age, pretty much, it's not great on him, because I think Ocon should be able to outperform him. But then at the same time, Fernando Alonso is a 2-time world champion, so fair enough if you can't better him. Understandable, really, but considering his age, you know, and the fact that he's past his best, Ocon should be smoking him, to be honest. But we shall see. I think so far AlphaTauri and Alpine have been kind of quite equal. If Pierre had actually finished the race, obviously not his fault whatsoever, but yeah, I think with the Red Bulls, not 100% sure what happened there, but I'm sure they won't let it happen again, because Max is pure panic on the team radio. I don't think he'd be happy if it happened again. So yeah, I think they will do everything they can to stop a repeat of that one. But yeah, I mean, it caused some excitement, didn't it? It was a very entertaining end to the race. So as spectators, I don't think we can really complain.
Yeah, I agree. That is true. It was quite entertaining to watch. Like every time Max said something on the radio, I couldn't hear what he was saying, but he just sounded angry and it just made me laugh, honestly. So since we've kind of been skirting around it all this time, we're going to move on to talk about Red Bull themselves. So they obviously scored no points this weekend, which was not something I could have ever predicted happening. Both Verstappen and Perez were doing well up until the point they were forced to retire. Do you think that they would have got like one driver on the podium if it hadn't happened for this? And do you think that Red Bull will be able to sort their cars out on time for Saudi Arabia? Gemma, what do you think?
Yeah, with the Red Bull, I mean, I think Max would have definitely come P2 if it wasn't for his car failing. I think he would have easily got on the podium. I don't think Perez would have. I think it would have been Charles, Max,
Carlos, but it wouldn't have been a Ferrari 1-2 if Max had been there, I don't think. But I think both Ferraris would have still been on the podium. I think Perez would have come fourth. And, you know, second and fourth is still a very good finish. I mean, Red Bull probably won't think that after winning the championship last year, but it would have been a very solid finish. And it's clear that their car has a lot of potential. But yeah, as you said, forced to retire beyond either driver's control. So yeah, I mean, I hope they fix their cars in time for next week. We shall see, but I'm not sure if they'll be able to fix the problem that quickly. I think it will require a lot of work, so we'll see. Hopefully they'll at least finish the race, even if they do have a few minor problems. But yeah, I definitely didn't predict them getting no points, because they are, as I said, clearly they've got a lot of pace behind them, and they have made a very good race car. So we'll see what happens in the future. It's very hard to predict, because I don't think anyone would have predicted this one. But yeah, I mean, from when they were in the race, they were showing a lot of promise. So I mean, I guess time will tell if they can sort out the reliability issues.
Yeah, definitely. I do think they have a lot of potential. Amrit, do you have any predictions for how they might do in Saudi Arabia?
I do think that, because they obviously have got a lot of pace in the car, as Gemma said, I hope that they do well. And I hope if the car acts how it was last race, like it was fine to the end, and they actually make it to the end, I think it will be like another Ferrari Red Bull battle at the front, and I think they will finish pretty high. But I obviously, like, it seems that there's a big issue to be fixed in the car, so I feel like for the long term, to be able to get to P1 and like beat Ferrari's pace at the moment, it's going to take a lot more than just the next race for it to be fixed.
Yeah, I agree. That makes sense. I guess we'll just have to see like how they make improvements throughout the rest of the year. So on to the last three teams, Aston Martin, Williams and McLaren also scored no points. I think first of all, we have to talk about McLaren's shocking performance. I wasn't expecting them to do well, but I was not expecting them to do this badly. Like, this like was shocking, and it was upsetting for me because I had Lando Norris in my fantasy league. I've now swapped him for Perez because I don't want to take that chance again. But do you think, Gemma, that McLaren did so badly because they started out on the medium tyres, or have they just not got the car right for the season, and do they have no hope at all at competing in the midfield?
I mean, I don't think they got the strategy right, but I think their car just, you know, I don't think anything would have saved it anyway. I still think they would have been pretty much at the back. So yeah, I mean, they just got everything wrong. They got everything wrong, I think. And it's a real shame. It's a real shame because, I mean, I remember back when McLaren, you know, when Alonso and Van Dorn were at the back in the McLaren, they got 0 points for most of the season. Like, I've seen it happen before, and I'm seeing it happen again. And, you know, it seems to just be that they've just not got the car right, as well as not getting the strategy right. But I think even if they had got the strategy right, it wouldn't have really changed that much. I think they will improve, but I don't think they'll get past the midfield, to be honest. I think they'll end up maybe like finishing like sixth or seventh in the championship, because I just don't think they'll be able to improve it enough to get to the front. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's gone so downhill. They are making so much progress. It's an interesting one. I think they might be the new Haas for quite a while. I think they get points finishes, it will be very lucky. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it is a real shame to see, because I think last year McLaren had made real progress, and I think both their drivers are really talented. So it's kind of sad to see that they're stuck in this bad car. So moving on to Williams and Aston Martin, Amrit, what are your thoughts on them? Did you expect them to not be doing very well at this stage, or did you expect them to be doing better? Do you think they'll improve? Stroll and Albon came 12th and 13th respectively, so not that far off gaining points. Do you think that they'll be able to gain a few points in races to come? And is there any hope at all for a comeback for Williams this season? Or will we have to wait longer to see that happen?
I didn't expect much from them teams, to be fair, based on like their past performance. For some reason, I thought maybe Aston Martin could like push it a bit more. I think because they have such an experienced driver and Vettel in their team as well. Like, I thought they could have, they maybe have like something in them which could be brought out. But I think with Williams, I wasn't expecting them to be like amazing, because I think last year them having George Russell in their team did help a lot more, because obviously he's such a good driver, he's moved to Mercedes. But like, I do think as each team, like for all the teams, as they get used to the cars, because they're so different compared to last year, I think all of them will improve. And then it's just hard to predict like who's gonna adapt more, I think, because we're only one race into the season. But I don't think they'll stay stuck in this position forever. I do think it'll be like changing a lot as we go through the Constructors' Championship, and hopefully both teams manage to score some points.
Yeah, it will be nice to see them improve throughout the season. Gemma, what do you think about Williams?
Yeah, with Williams, I mean, they just haven't taken a step forward, I don't think. I think, you know, their car is pretty much probably still as bad as it was last year. But I mean, for Albon to finish 13th, it's not awful, but it's nothing George couldn't do. And I think with Albon, he is not as good of a driver as George. Like, George is, you know, he finished first in F2, Albon finished third the same year. So, like, you know, Albon's not quite on George's level, I wouldn't say. But I think for a first outing in that Williams, Albon did very, very well. And I was very surprised with how well he did. And I can't really complain with 13th from Williams, to be honest, because from where they were last year and from Latifi qualifying 20th, you know, 13th is a pretty good finish. Aston Martin, man, it's gone so downhill. I don't know how it's happened. They were like solid midfield before, and now they're just not at all. They're like right at the back. And yeah, I don't know if there's hope for a comeback for either of them, to be honest. But I think with Williams, you know, because they've just been taken over and everything, I think it will take a good few years for them to like get it all rolling. But with Aston Martin, I just don't even know how it's gone so badly. But obviously we didn't get to see Vettel race this weekend because Hulkenberg was in the car, so maybe once they've got Vettel back it will be better. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, Stroll 12th isn't bad, but I just, yeah, I'd expect a little bit more from them. Seeing as their car is literally the nicest looking on the grid, it would have been nice if it was the best performing as well, but I guess that's hoping for too much, and we'll see what happens with them. But yeah, I don't have too high expectations.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like Aston Martin have invested a lot into how their car looks rather than actually making it a good car and actually making it fast. But we'll see what happens for the rest of the season. So that's all that we have time for today on Girls in Pole Position. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to watch the Saudi Arabia Grand Prix this weekend, and we will be back next week to give our review of it. You've been listening to Jasmine, Amrit and Gemma. Bye for now.